This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Part of the cultural brainwashing that now dominates our society consists of screenwriters who compose all the scripts for the movies, the Netflix shows, the Amazon Prime shows, you name it. They all have coordinated efforts to insert gay and transgender characters into everything. And at the same time, they have to make all heroes now women, who are usually small, dainty women who are always beating up large white guys throughout the movie or the film or what have you. A good example is Hannah on Amazon Prime, where you have this small girl. She must weigh 115 pounds. And throughout the series, she's beating the crap out of 230-pound military people, white guys. And, you know, this is true in every show. I mean, Star Wars, for example, which, of course, is owned by Disney now. And Disney's all about this cultural programming. They're going to put transgenders in kids' films. They've already got gay characters in kids' films. Pretty soon, they're just going to have, like, orgies in kids' cartoons. Netflix already has a satanic worshiping show called Sabrina, which has, and it's for teenagers, by the way. Sabrina is called the Teen Witch, and Netflix even hired actual devil worshipers to be consultants to make sure that they got it right on their show, to make sure that all their devil worshiping, Satan worshiping sequences are, you know, accurate. And then they have orgy sequences as well, where teens are just naked, teen bodies are just in these giant orgies. At least that's the way it's described. I haven't watched the show. I couldn't stand a demon-worshipping show like that. But that's on Netflix, and apparently it's one of the most popular shows on Netflix. This is all cultural programming. And so the heroes have to be women. The heroes have to be transgenders. The heroes have to be gay characters. And the heroes are always engaged in rampant sexual deviancy. Now, then who are the enemies depicted in pop culture now? Who are the bad guys? They're always, of course, white men, and they are white nationalists. So people who love their country, patriots, Trump supporters, gun owners, Texans, anybody with white skin, anybody who is a conservative, anybody who is a Christian. These are the demons now. These are the villains, I should say, in pop culture. In almost every film, every show, these are the villains. Because this has been ordered. You got to understand, the script writers who work in Hollywood and work in the movie industry, I don't know if you know this, but they receive orders from the CIA of what to put in the scripts. They receive orders even from the CDC. This is why you have so many pro-vaccine messages in all the films. The CDC has a fund where they pay script writers. They even pay stand-up comedians extra money if they will work a pro-vaccine message into their stand-up routine or into their film. You know, it's just like how Pepsi would pay to insert, you know, Pepsi products into movies. This goes way back, you know. I mean, even in Fight Club was paid money to promote soft drinks. But they also, these movies also show propaganda messages in exchange for money. So the CDC pays screenwriters and movie producers to put pro-vaccine messages into their films. Now, at the same time all this is happening, and of course, all these films are fiction because a 120-pound girl can't actually beat up a Navy SEAL. It doesn't work that way. Because I know Navy SEALs, and they are tough dudes. We'll just put it that way. And they're not going to get beat up by some 120-pound 16-year-old, even though that's depicted in the movies. But at the same time this is going on, there's a massive cover-up about the unclean, filthy nature of the lifestyles that are depicted in these films. So the homosexual anal sex with multiple partners, the transgender lifestyles, which now the CDC reluctantly admits, transgenderism in the transgender community, HIV is spreading like wildfire because all these people are having multiple partner anal sex. Well, not, I guess not all of them, but a lot of them. And as a result, they are spreading, of course, blood-borne infectious diseases, sexually transmitted diseases. And across the LGBT communities and the gay communities, especially in places like San Francisco, which is a filthy anyway, just the streets are covered with human feces, as we all now know, they are, anal cancer is spreading across the gay community. And there's a big cover-up about this because, of course, the cultural programming doesn't want to admit that this lifestyle they're promoting, which is homosexual, multiple partner sex, orgies, anal intercourse, gender fluid, gender transitions, LGBT, pedophilia, sex with children, sex with teens. This is what they're promoting in all the movies and films now. This lifestyle, it's like straight up Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's filthy, and it is a health risk, and it will give you cancer, and it will kill you with HIV and all the other infectious diseases, you know, hepatitis C and everything else that is spread through this lifestyle. So understand that the media, the pop culture is trying to show this filthy, dirty lifestyle as being progressive and clean and inspired and woke, enlightened, aware. And they say the bad people are the Christians who are, you know, monogamous, heterosexuals, white people, people who follow the Bible, they say, are the bad people. People who love their country are the evil people. People who think that a country should protect its borders. Oh, those are bad people. So they're the villains. This is brainwashing on a scale that we've never seen before in society. And I think that one day we will look back on this era as a time of total insanity, unleashed insanity of the radical left, and how they were trying to push these filthy, dirty, disease-infested lifestyles onto children that they see as sex toys for their perversion and their child trafficking and their Hollywood orgies and everything else. It's because Hollywood, of course, pedophilia is endemic in that whole industry. You know, half the scriptwriters and producers, they're all like trying to rape young boys. It's sick. And it's been going on for decades, and it hasn't stopped. This is their lifestyle. This is what the left has become. So what we actually need in society at some point is, when this system collapses, which it will, we need to actually have, believe it or not, we need to have healthy messages in movies and TV, healthy messages about, you know, how to avoid these filthy lifestyles. Healthy messages about the fact that nature intends for a male and a female to go together. You don't see two males in nature or two females or transgenderism in nature, except perhaps in rare circumstances, but that doesn't sustain the species. A male and a female have to create a child in order to have the sustainability of the species. That's why, whether you're talking about armadillos or deer or owls or goats or anything, it's a male and a female coming together to have children, because that's the sustainability of the species. That's how life, that's Mother Nature. So all these messages pushed by Hollywood are contradictions of nature. They do not indicate the natural world. They are violations of nature. And they are violations of sustainability of life. Two males can't create a child. No matter how much you twist around the definition of biology and all your transgenderism, two males cannot create a child. It doesn't work that way. It requires a male and a female. A real female, not a transgender pretend female, a man pretending to be a woman. No, a real woman who was born as a woman, who has female DNA, reproductive organs, women's hormones, all of that necessary for gestation of a child. So keep all this in mind. You're being programmed to go against your nature. You're being programmed to be anti-human. You're being programmed to contradict the natural world. Keep all this in mind. Stay informed. Keep reading naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. And recognize all this propaganda out there when you see it, so that you can avoid it and protect your mind from being programmed with filth and lies. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.